We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Yeah, we'll play some good music here today. Although, James, I don't know this one. What is this?
It's mine, The Grateful Dead.
Oh, okay.
Figure once in a while, throw one in for me. This one's for me, Joe.
Oh, okay.
Jimmy's such a jam.
You usually do it for the audience. This one's for me.
James, here's what I want either of you guys. You're both big football fans. Name for me what NFL owner said, "This one's for John."
Broncos guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
James,
Pat Bowlen or whatever?
Yeah, Pat Bowlen.
No, I wouldn't know.
You weren't on that. Yeah.
I mean, I remember when they won the Super Bowl. I didn't remember him saying that.
It did
though.
Sound strange.
It was oddly delivered.
Yeah.
It was just something about it was weird.
Yeah.
Hey, Twitter poll question of the day. Are you happy? Howie Roseman is the Eagles general manager. A, yes, B, no. I have no doubt more people will say yes today than they would have said 2 months ago. For more perspective on Howie and the Birds and where they go from here, we turn to the man we love talking Eagles football with. Of course, he covers the Eagles, NBC Sports Philadelphia, and also one of our own here at WIP, Mr. Ruben Frank. Hey, Ben Rube.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Quite a turnaround for Howie in the perception category, Ruben.
Can't believe you guys didn't recognize some live dead. I'm guessing from 77 or 78. We'll have to get the year
Ruben.
On that. But
thank you.
From the tempo, you can kind of tell it's probably late 70s, but early
Ruben,
80s.
Ruben, let me
ask
you a question. You were Richie. Which one of you knows music more? Because I know you are an aficionado of music. Who knows more, you or Richie?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not a competition for me. It's just something
Ruben.
I do out of love. So,
I think it's Ruben, too. And I think Richie knows a ton about music. Yeah. I think it's Ruben.
I think it's Ruben, too. I do, too.
Yeah, it's not about who knows more, but it's probably me.
All right, Ruben, we'll get to the Eagles and the season up ahead and what Howie did in the draft and kind of how this team has been assembled. But I'm curious. You've covered him for a long time.
Yeah.
Do you think Howie takes it personal? Do you think it hurts him? Do you think he takes it real personal when millions dog him as they have, when hundreds of thousands blast him over the last couple of years saying he's the worst? How do you think he takes all that in?
Well, I mean, of course it bothers him, and it would bother anybody. And, you know, he's a really sensitive guy. And, yes, I know it bothers him. And, you know, I mean, he thought that when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, it would buy him at least a few years of, you know, how we build a Super Bowl roster. But, you know, it lasted about it probably lasted till April, till the draft in 18. So but, you know, I mean, that's the nature of the business. And he knows that.
Should
and, you know, he's done a lot of good things here. I think when you look at Howie, I mean, he's the bottom of the roster, the late round draft picks, the free agents, the creative signings like the Mulattas and those kind of guys. I mean, he's done a lot of things really well, the cap management, draft day trades. It's just the first round misses have been, you know, cataclysmic. And he, you're going to be judged by that as a GM. And he knows that. And, you know, there's been multiple first round bombs and, does every team have those? Yeah, but, you know, we're not – Eagles fans don't follow other teams, so that's irrelevant. So, yeah, I think the last couple of years really have been better. I think he's learned a lot. I think he's had a lot of good people around him, and a lot of them have left in the last few months, so that's certainly a concern. But I think he's grown as a GM, and but as far as whether it bothers him, there's no question it would bother any human being. And, you know, but – I mean, he also understands that that's just the way it's always going to be around here.
I think we all sort of grade this offseason off the charts for Howie, and a big reason is the acquisition of James Bradbury. Rube, Why did James Bradberry choose the Eagles?
Well, I think it got to the point, you know, he was trying to get a long-term deal, and he had some long-term offers, but the money wasn't what he wanted. And, you know, when you look at James Bradberry, he's coming off a year that wasn't bad, but certainly wasn't up to mm-hmm. how he played the year before. So mm-hmm. he's thinking, you know what, if I go out there and have a Pro Bowl year, I'm going to be lining up against, you know, WR2s here for the most part, because Slay's taking the top guy. He's going to have a lot of balls thrown his way. He's going to have a chance to have, you know, four or five picks, have a good year, maybe make a Pro Bowl, and then get a long-term deal that's really, you know, lucrative and what he's looking for, like in that $15 million range. That's what cornerbacks make. So I think for him it made sense to come somewhere where he's going to have that opportunity to get some really good matchups, you know, play on a team that's going to win. They're going to, you know, even if they don't go 12-5 or whatever, 11-6, they're going to be a good team. And you know, get his name out there and increase his value. And, you know, 1 year, $10 million certainly isn't a bad, you know, second prize contract-wise. So I think it really made sense for him. I think he likes what he sees on this defense. And how could you not after the additions they made? And yeah. I think it just made sense. You come here for 1 year and you position yourself to get a huge deal either here or somewhere else.
It's a really good point about the matchups. This is a guy who has been that one where you get the toughest receiver the opposition has every Sunday, and now that's no longer the case. That will allow him to shine even more. So what's the next move this offseason?
The next move, I think this might be it as far as major moves. I'd really be surprised if they make a major move for a safety. They really like Epps, and there's a lot to like about Epps. I just don't know. I mean, he's never done it full time.
They really like
him
as a starting safety?
They like him as a starting safety. I mean, he played well last year in you know, 35 snaps a game. So can he play 55, 60 snaps? I mean, that's I don't know.
Are we sure that it's Epps and not Kayvon Wallace?
I think Kayvon will get a shot. I mean, I think he'll, you know, I can't imagine he's going to start out with the ones, though. I think it's Epps' job to lose. You know, watch Epps last year. He was solid, and he's around the ball. He's physical. He started eight games. He's never been a full-time starter. So you can't fix everything at once. You just can't do it cap-wise. You got to save some room. They pay their undrafted guys. That's like almost $2 million. So, you know, there's some guys they really wanted on the roster. So there's not a lot of money left. And I think they're going to go with Harrison Epps at safety. But I'll tell you what, the secondary is going to be better just by virtue of Reddick and N'Kobe Dean and Kazir White and Jordan. I mean, the secondary is going to be better just because the D-line is better. So
the linebacking core. How did
the whole front seven, yeah.
How did it get to this point where we suddenly value linebackers?
Yeah, how about that? I mean, I don't think they set out saying let's focus on linebacker, yeah. But Kazir White was available with a one-year deal as well, and he's a good player. I mean, he's a really solid guy. And then if N'Kobe Dean's available in the third round, you're just not going to let him go, mm-hmm. as long as your medicals are good on him, which they were. So I don't think they set out saying let's get all these linebackers, but it sure worked out that way. And I mean, I don't know the last time they had this kind of group of linebackers. I mean, I've been covering this team a long time. They've never had good linebackers. Maybe have one, you know, I think in like 17, you know, Bradham and Kendricks both played well.
Yeah.
I like Kendricks. I thought Kendricks was a good player. But I mean,
and Hicks was good when healthy. He just only was healthy half the time, you know. So
yeah, he had that. He had one really, really good year. And then he got hurt down in Dallas. But they've never had multiple line. You know, and you can call Reddick a Sam linebacker or an edge rusher, whatever you want to call him. I mean, he's going to be in that linebacker group too. So I mean, they've reshaped that linebacker group, and now if TJ Edwards is like a situational guy, like a sub package guy instead of a starter. Now he's pretty good in that role, you know, where he doesn't have to play every snap, which he did last year, and he was probably playing too much. So really, it's going from a weakness of this team forever to a real strength.
Ruben Frank with us right now, 215-592-9494, for obviously to react to everything we're discussing. Ruben, I think one of the big questions that hovers over the season that's up ahead is, are the Eagles better than the Dallas Cowboys? Have they caught them? Have they passed them? How do you assess that?
Yeah, and I think that's really so important, because you're not going to do anything if you don't win the division. And you're not going to win the division if you can't beat the Cowboys. And they just haven't been able to beat the Cowboys. I mean, it's been a real problem. They can't beat them at home. And, you know, that's been the biggest issue with this team. They haven't swept them since 2011.
Wow.
Which is, or 2009 or something like that. It's been like over a decade since they swept the Cowboys. So, yeah, I think they've caught them. I really do. And, you know, I think obviously the Cowboys have an edge at quarterback. I mean, Dak, you know, love him or hate him, he's a pretty good player. And
yep.
Jalen hasn't established that he is yet, at least consistently good. So that's the big question, and that's a huge one. But as far as rosters, as far as 22 guys, I think the Eagles have caught the Cowboys, and quite possibly. I mean, they lost a lot of guys, and they've got a lot of question marks. Eagles have gotten better. The Cowboys have gotten worse. And looking at the rosters now, I think the Eagles are the best team in the NFC East.
Wow, that's good to hear. It's certainly a distinct possibility. There's no question about that. Ruben, a few others here. Miles Sanders. I mean, I got to imagine he and his agent want him to get paid by the Eagles. Obviously, they have not reached any deal with the Birds. Do you think that's just a simple standoff where the Eagles are saying, prove it to us this year, and if you do well, we'll talk to you at the end of the year?
Yeah, not even at the end of the year. I would say at some point, kind of like Goddard and Mulata,
right.
You know, that whole group was a year ahead of Miles. He was in the next draft. So I would think at some point, like if he can show he's healthy in training camp and he's a talented guy. I mean, that's not open for discussion. He just can't stay healthy. So I think with him, he's not going to get a huge contract anywhere. Running backs don't in general. So I think if he can show he's healthy and he can show that maybe a month into the season, he's a definite number one running back. They'll pay him, and they want him here, and I think he'll most likely be here. And I don't think it's got to be a huge number because he knows he's not going to get a huge contract. Running backs don't. So he wants to be here. They want him here, and I think if he's healthy a month into the season, four maybe five games into the season, I think that contract's going to come.
And Ruben, finally, and this is really what 2022 comes down to, if they're going to have big success, you think Jalen Hurts is up for this?
I think it's a lot easier to be up for it when you're thrown to A.J. Brown and Devontae and Zach Pascal and Quez Watkins and Dallas Goedert instead of just Devontae and Goedert and maybe Quez sometimes. I think, the changes at wide receiver, I think the O-line is going to be great. I think he's going to have every opportunity to shine. I don't know. I don't know how good he can be. I don't think anybody who tells you he sucks, he can't do this, or he's going to be great, they just don't know. I think what I expect is that he's going to improve. Like, he went from 52 to 61% last year, so that's a big improvement in accuracy. He cut down his turnovers. If he can improve as much this year as he did last year, then you got a quarterback. But I just don't know if he can do that. You know, he's just got to be a 65, 66% guy, which is like, it's like five completions every 100 passes that he's got to make.
Yep.
He's going to have – you think about having A.J. Brown instead of Rager out there. I mean, instantly that makes you a better quarterback. And no one's going to outwork him. No one's going to get more out of what they have than Jalen Hurts. But can he be the guy? I just don't know. My biggest fear is that he improves like a little bit and, he gets a little bit better and we get through the season. You still just don't know. And you can't do that forever. So, I think he's got to be great. I mean, he's got to be really, really good and consistent. That's the thing. He's had good games. He's had great games. He's got to be consistent and avoid those, those disastrous games like he's had a few of along the way.
Yep.
And if he can do that, then maybe you have something.
Ruben, great stuff. Love having you on the show as always. Again, NBC Sports Philadelphia and right here at WIP, Ruben Frank. Ruben, thanks, pal.
Anytime, guys. See you.
Thanks, great Ruben. Stuff. You know, Jen, I was just thinking as Ruben was talking, we talked earlier in the show about Carson's contract and Carson's downfall. And I do think a reality for Jalen Hurts, if he improves a little bit or even a lot, even if he really just freaking balls out and plays incredible, I think Carson's contract will hurt Jalen Hurts' contract if it gets to the point where he gets one.
His quest to get a contract,
yes.
Essentially. Yeah,
I think the Eagles brass, defined as Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman, will be less likely to award a massive contract, even if he seems to have proven he deserves it, than they would have been if the Carson thing had not occurred.
Well,
I agree with you.
It's got to be in their minds.
They've always been reactive, right? This organization, these two guys specifically, always, oh, we're slow. Let's get a bunch of fast guys. Like, it's like that's what they always do, and this feels like a quintessential situation where, oh, that didn't work. Let's be careful with this this time.
All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494.
To take it even further, I mean, it seems like Carson has prevented them from even, like, allowing themselves to say they like him. Like, that took forever.
No, I don't agree with that.
Ready to dive in to...
I don't think they really do like him. So that's why I think they don't say it overtly.
Well,
I mean, they tried to replace him this offseason.
Yes, they did.
So, you know, there you go.
Yeah.
Let's go to Wade right now. OG Wade in Chester. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Great.
Yeah, really OG. Good, man. I get to come in here and kind of peacock around about Howie a little bit. It's a good day.
And you got every right to do so.
And I agree with you, Wade. And that makes you a brilliant man for knowing that. Go ahead, Wade.
Well, I'm always that, so I don't want to toot my own horn, but
the
you know.
Two of you together right now is really something.
Wow. I mean, Joey boy. Yeah. Hey, Johnny boy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say something to you, man. Mm-hmm. I think you're a very intelligent person. At least that's what I give you.
Thanks.
But the things that you say about Howie, I think it's kind of that you just don't want to go overboard with it, but realistically, you know he's doing a good job. And I think that it's, to me, I'm disappointed in the fans who don't like who still don't like Howie. Oh, no, he's done his job. No. If everybody out there doing a job can tell me that every time you went and did something in your job that you did it right, I would call you a bald-faced liar.
Mm-hmm.
And if you add up his pluses and his minuses, and I guarantee you Howie's pluses will triple his minuses. These decisions that he makes, Howie makes them with the collaboration of what the information that he's receiving.
Mm-hmm.
I put more blame on the player than Howie, because Howie is not responsible for Jalen Reagor dropping two touchdown catches in the Giants game that could have won us that game. Howie's not that
good. Well, you can make the case he is because he drafted him. So that's
No. Here's why I say he's not. Because Rager's in the position to make that play. That shows you there he has the ability to get open and to make the play. All he's now got to do is concentrate on the ball. So are you telling me that Howie can determine if Reagor in year two going to catch a ball? No. He took a player that had some talent. And we talk about Minnesota laughing at us. Well, did Minnesota laugh at us when we whooped their butts in the playoff game that went to the Super Bowl?
Because
we're the ones that won there. Since they had Justin Jefferson, they haven't made the playoffs. So I don't care about what people think about us. We are in a great position right now, considering we just rebuilt this damn team. How the hell can you sit there and say this man ain't done a good job? Yeah, that means you don't know nothing about football if that's your position and you ain't nothing but a hater. And if you got
John,
that
he just called you a hater and, quote, don't know nothing about football, John.
It
would have been more entertaining if you were talking about John. All right, what are you going
to do? No, John's my dude. He knows enough.
Hey, Wade, give me a great cover song.
I can't think of the song. Well, it might be On the Dark Side with Bruce Springsteen from Eddie and the Cruisers.
All right, man. We got you. Yeah. Wade, appreciate the call.
To his point that Howie can't control whether Jalen Reagor drops a pass or not, Howie was supposed to assess whether this guy could perform in this league.
Yep.
And the information that he had to work with was, game film from college,
sure, of course,
statistics from college. And I feel as though too often he looked at the wrong stuff, that he was swayed by the wrong things. Remember Jalen Reagor, we were told, hey, don't worry about the 40 time.
Yep.
We have next level speed data that says he ran faster than anyone in college football. Well, it came down to a decision between one guy who had 611 yards receiving, 43 catches for 611 yards and 5 touchdowns. The other guy had 111 catches for 1,540 yards and 18 touchdowns.
Yeah.
That is as disparate as statistics, just the base statistics get. Forget about the fact that one guy's performing, like in national championship level competition, The other guy with the 611 yards is, you know, facing the Sisters of the Poor half the time. That decision, that was an overthinker. You know, so he did have the ability to assess whether this guy could make those catches. He was supposed to have that ability to
totally.
Assess.
That's a job.
And he just looked at the wrong stuff, and that's what's frustrating.
Totally
he was
agree.
Looking at the wrong stuff. I think, though, to his credit, he's taking it like a man. Yeah, I was wrong.
Well,
I'm not going to make that mistake again.
He moves forward
yeah. and adapts and utilizes the mistakes of the past and makes himself better.
So here's
which
something
I appreciate.
Something to still judge Howie on that hasn't occurred. When I say to judge him, I mean in the future. The Rager pick was a disaster. The utilization of Rager last year was also a disaster because it was obvious he wasn't good enough, and they kept jamming him down Hurts' throat and our throats as fans having to watch this nonsense when they should have prioritized Quez and given other guys a chance. What really, John, do you think will happen this year? I mean, obviously, Rager's not a starter. We know he is, at best, the fifth wide receiver. The question is, do you think Howie Roseman will choose to keep Jalen Rager as the fifth wide receiver, who, by the way, provides nothing on special teams other than bad punt returns, which he probably won't even be in the role this year, just because he's still first-round pick, year three guy? Or do you think Howie says, boy, all that talk about I got to learn from my mistakes, and I've learned from some of them. This is another one. I got to cut my losses right now and rid ourselves of the nonsense that is this Rager thing.
I do not think he'll do that.
You think he'll keep him?
I think they went as far as putting out there, you know, you saw the reports that the Eagles are open to listening to offers for Jalen Rager.
Yep.
I mean, that's a joke, that idea that someone would trade for Jalen Rager.
You don't think you could get a six-round pick?
We're listening!
And, James, you don't think you can get a six-round pick?
I doubt it. I mean, a seven.
Is it because of the contract?
I think that's part of it, but it's the contract for the play. I mean, he has been useless on the he has shown nothing like yeah. he has been in the NFL for 3 years now and he's done zero
well, two years
yeah. and he's done zero. This will be his third year yeah.
his thing. Cap hit for this year is $3.6 million. His cap hit for next year is $4.2 million.
See, it'll be interesting, like, because there is a cap really hit if they get rid of him, and that's where it gets a little funky. I mean, it's, you know,
I think he's going to be on the team too.
I think it would cost more to get rid of him than to keep him.
I think he
and
will
so
not
stay.
I hope you're
Joe,
right, Joe. I think it's the right move.
How
but
often has that happened? With that a first round total failure. It's rare. It's rare that you're this bad being a first rounder. But I do it's the yearly cash, like, that it's just too much. The dead cap hit costs more than
yeah.
it's worth.
I don't
so
remember
I think
the Eagles
here.
In a salary cap era, which started in the mid-90s, I don't remember the Eagles getting rid of a first rounder after year two.
No.
They got rid of Bernard Williams, like, just was gone after 94, but that's right before the cap, or maybe the
and
first
that was
year
also
of the cap.
The
off the field
yeah,
stuff.
Exactly.
There was also yeah, and then
drug tests, all that stuff.
There was the guy Buddy drafted way back in the mid 80s.
John Harris
maybe
was not
he was
here
second
quick,
rounder.
Not here very long, I don't think.
Yep. And Jaquan Jarrett was the only second rounder I can remember being gone after one game of his second year. That was weird. That was 17 games.
But to your point, Joe, I do think that from a fan perspective, from a feeling of the team perspective, I think it would be smart to just get rid of him. And just, this is a new era Eagles football, how he's moving forward.
I agree.
Think it would be really smart.
Well,
I don't think they will, but I think it'd be smart.
You're saying perception-wise.
Perception-wise, yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, here's the other thing. It's also, I agree with James on that. Like, take this Stephen Covey's the grandfather, whatever this Covey kid is named.
Britton Covey.
All right. So if he can actually return punts better.
Covey, I think it might
Covey,
be.
Yeah. His grandfather is a famous author. If he can return punts better, it doesn't matter if he can't play wide receiver. Just put him on the team to be the punt returner. I mean, I swear to God, the only thing that bothered me more about Jalen Rager last year as a player than he was inadequate as a wide receiver, he would go backwards as a punt returner. He'd go backwards. I mean, he was the worst punt returner, honest to God, I feel like I ever saw the Eagles use. Ever.
It's amazing when a guy
That playoff game? Remember that Bucks game when he had some kind of mess up? I forget what it was, but he was a disaster as a punt returner.
Well, there are no redeeming qualities to his play, and it's not even like, you know, at least J.J. Arcega-Whiteside goes out there and tries to remake himself and gets tough and tries to block, and that's what Rager doesn't even do that. No, doesn't stay focused.
Doesn't even run routes the right, like,
yeah,
doesn't put effort into
no
running
full
routes.
Effort,
yeah.
All that sort of thing.
I'm with you guys.
It is rare that a guy has faith in his speed when he doesn't have enough. And that's the problem
right.
with Rager.
Right.
Has faith in non-existent speed, so then gets hawked and loses yardage.
Hey, Beat the Hammer coming up at noon. Phone calls all show. Also up ahead, someone prominent, NBA circles, who clearly is off the Joel Embiid bandwagon. At least I think it's pretty clear. What was put up on social media this week by a prominent star? I'll tell you next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.